Good morning, Gdansk.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's time to wake up. Yes, that's right. It's 11:06 and you are again with the beautiful Evelina Potocka.
Chris Farman, aka James Bond po drugiej stronie. Dzień dobry, witamy Was bardzo serdecznie. Good morning, Gdańsk, od 10 już, ale teraz niektórzy dołączają, więc tym bardziej buziaczki i pozdrowienia bardzo serdecznie. Mamy wakacje, mamy sobotę, mamy lato i mamy pytanie. And the pytanie is, I wanna know what love is.
Exactly. You have to finish this sentence. I think love is when...
Dokładnie tak. Trzy kropeczki. Dziś pytamy Was o to, czym jest miłość, więc zdanie do dokończenia po angielsku. I think love is when. No właśnie, kiedy co się dzieje?
Exactly. Google says love, the definition of love is an intense feeling of deep affection or a great intense and pleasure in something.
A takie rzeczy bardziej prozaiczne i przyziemne, kiedy when he brings me coffee.
You know, or for example,
when he cleans the apartment.
I think love is when you wake up at 3:00 in the morning to go pick your partner up from Soapport after a party.
Yeah, and he's, you know, acting terrible and still you're there by his side.
So that's all we want to know is, well, we want you to finish the sentence. I think love is when, and then you tell us when it is, because you do have two tickets to win to The Foreigner, which is happening at Dolina Charlotte on the 17th.
Tak jest.
Which is on Wednesday, correct?
Tak jest. Yes. Może ten utwór pomoże Wam znaleźć odpowiedź. Na pewno napiszcie 603-3x06. A little time to think things over. Between the lines, in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change this love. Och, łezka poleciała. Ręce, prawo, na lewo. To jest klasyczny utwór chemiczny, koncertowy, Foreigner. W przyszłym tygodniu w Dolinie Szarloty mamy bilety do wygrania dla Was. The singer was singing like, I'm feeling so much love, but still keep on asking. I think
I wanna know what love is. Yeah, tak? Even he does not know.
No więc właśnie, więc może te wszystkie definicje miłości są zbędne. We don't need those definitions. We just need what we feel.
Yes, indeed. And you know what? I think I know what love is.
No.
Personally, I would say love is when you wake up every single day, you go to the bathroom, and you see her hair, the remains of her hair, all over the bathroom floor, all over the sink,
and
you don't say anything. You don't say anything. Because you know it's going to end in an argument.
Okay, and now I would be more serious at the moment. I think love is when you care more about him or her than about you, yourself.
That's a good question. Would you take a bullet for your partner?
Yeah, no więc właśnie, this is the question.
Would you do it?
I don't know if I would.
Would
you do this?
I would use my partner as a human shield. Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, still didn't meet the right one. Okay, guys, pytanie do Was. I think love is when. Dokończcie to zdanie, będziecie mogli wygrać bilet na koncert grupy Foreigner już niebawem. Czym jest miłość w Dolinie Szarloty? Pewnie by można znaleźć odpowiedź. Pozdrawia Marek. Yes, maybe, but the question for today, pytanie na dzisiaj, to jest dokończyć zdanie. I think love is when. So you have to do this in English.
You have to finish the sentence. Yes, I think love is when... .. you just have to finish our sentence. Nice and easy. Whatever you think love is. And of course, actually, I just learned also, Dolina Szarlotta is an amazing place. Even if you don't go there for the concert, it's an amazing place to visit in general. The hotels, spa and resort. Wow. Fantastic place to visit. So, definitely let
us know. Warto do nas napisać. Ale jeśli jeszcze chodzi o miłość, I just typed in a Google najpopularniejszą wyszukiwarkę, wpisałam hasło, czym jest miłość? What is love, basically? And I got over 2 miliony 550 odpowiedzi. And the hasło only love, uh-huh. Yeah? 5 210 000. So even like the double.
Yeah.
Pewnie jest to jedno z najpopularniejszych haseł wyszukiwane, jedno z tych, które ma najwięcej definicji. But the question is love itself, what is love, but how to love and how to be loved.
Wow, this is
to
deep today.
To jest to, wyobrażasz
this
sobie?
This is deep. I also typed in Google, what is love, and I came back with an answer when a 3-year-old was interviewed. And the 3-year-old came back with a hamster. The interviewer asked, you love your hamster? He's like, yes, I do.
It's for children?
Yeah.
It's just the simplest emotion.
Love is a hamster. And very quick one. Hamster, please, if you are a parent out there, do not buy your child a hamster because they only last for 2 years. And then you have to deal with them crying.
Why would you buy your children a hamster?
I don't understand.
This is the circle of life. Maybe that's this.
I know, but 2 years of pleasure and then you have to deal with all the crying at the end or try to replace it with a similar looking hamster before it dies.
Tak jest. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Dzisiaj pytamy was właśnie o to, czym jest miłość. A tak naprawdę dokończcie zdanie. I think love is when... Oh, exactly. Love is when I feel like a fool.
Może być. So a few people have wrote us in telling us exactly what love is. And some people get very serious here. Basha, I think love is when you feel butterflies in your tummy. Special chemical substances appear in your brain.
Obvious. Oczywiste.
You don't follow the right direction and you are addicted to the chemicals. Well, Basha, that is a very scientific. Obviously, she works somewhere in science, I guess. Or we have Anna. Love is when you want happiness for the other person. Oh, okay, I'm going to vomit, I think. oh, what about this one? Agnieszka, love is when I'm waking up every morning, open my eyes and see my family happy and healthy.
Yes, napisała Agnieszka. A Marek?
Marek, when you love someone, you will do anything. You will do crazy things that you can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
You will shoot for the moon and put out the sun.
Ooh.
I don't quite understand that,
ooh,
but it's
Marek, I want to see you in
saucy.
Love. Marek, pokaż się, ujawnij się.
Do you know what I think love is? Personally,
nie mam pojęcia.
I think for myself, love is when...
I know, cleaning the apartment.
Love is when I go to McDonald's, I sit down, and in my hand is this nice, big, juicy Big Mac.
Yeah.
That is love for me, I have to say. Like just that 5 minutes that I get to spend with the Big Mac and the fries.
Talking to him,
caressing
hugging
him.
Tak jest.
Yeah, just stroking him.
Swojego osobistego Big Maca.
Nibbling on him. That is love for me. You should see me at McDonald's. It is something.
I want to see you there.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is a sight.
Exactly. This is the place we can meet you.
Every Friday and Saturday night.
Okay. Dziś, nasi drodzy słuchacze, nie wiem czy wiecie, ale to jest bardzo ciekawa informacja. 13 lipca to jest dzień frytek.
Wow, that is interesting news.
A propos, jak wiemy, od miłości do jedzenia, blisko do miłości takiej realnej, love between people is always connected with food. Always,
yep.
In the history and nowadays, you go for a nice supper together. You go
of course.
For,
yeah.
Tak jest, prawda? Kolacja przy świecach.
Uh-huh.
Albo eating strawberries in a very intimate situation. No, wymyślam teraz. Ale jedzenie i miłość to zawsze jest połączenie. Between people, one thing. And co ciekawe, te same receptory takiej satysfakcji uruchamiają się w naszych mózgach, gdy jesteśmy zakochani, gdy przeżywamy miłosne uniesienia i gdy pałaszujemy coś, co nam bardzo smakuje. Więc frytki is the case.
And chips really brings people together, yes?
Yes,
it's
of
like,
course. Can I taste yours?
Have you seen the Disney film, Lady and the Tramp?
Mm-hmm.
You know where they're sucking on the spaghetti
tak
and each
jest,
end they
tak
meet
jest.
In the middle?
It's not about the chips.
I know, but imagine the spaghetti is a chip.
Tak,
in
biorą yeah, tę samą jedną niteczkę spaghetti i nagle usta się spotykają.
But this is actually, yeah, this is a true thing to be honest, because when you're a couple, normally, okay, you do go out and eat out a lot because it's like, okay, what do you want to do tonight? Ah, let's go to a restaurant.
Oh, let's cook together.
Let's cook together. Yeah, of course. Of
to
course.
Jest dopiero.
However, there is one small thing that I noticed just the other day, which I don't really know if we need in our lives. Please tell me if you think we need this in our lives. I was going past McDonald's and there's a big sign up saying, Mook Delivery. Yes, Mook Delivery, because now we can now have home delivery of McDonald's. Do we really need this in our lives? Like, who is going to get delivered McDonald's to their door?
There are people working.
But McDonald's? Like, the last home delivery I got was sushi. You know, I normally order something. We normally order something which is half decent, yes? Sushi, pizza. But McDonald's? Really? Do we need this for home delivery?
There are people who want this.
Potrzeba
matką wynalazków.
Crazy. If you have had McDonald's delivered to your door, please let me know because... I just don't understand the people that would do this.
I would rather ask people about fish and chips.
Let's not even go there. I will win this argument.
Dzisiaj pytamy was oczywiście o to, czym jest miłość. Love is when. Dokończcie zdanie. Love is when you walk on the streets with clouds on your feet. You're in love.
Apparently so.
Tak jest.
Do you know what? Actually, Nike. Nike also do some cloud technology trainers these days. Yes, I'll just buy a pair of Nike shoes, to be honest. Be exactly the same.
603-0606-0606. Do you believe in a thing called love?
No. Not at all.
Maybe after the song?
Now, personally, I think love is when she comes back from the party, drinking quite a lot, and she is throwing up in the toilet all night and you're holding her hair. That is what I believe love is.
I would say this is poświęcenie.
Poświęcenie,
and now I forgot the word in English, which is just the basic word. I will tell you later. Love is when you walk on the street with clouds on your feet, you are in love.
This is quite nice. Love is when you want the second person to be happy. Carol, what a sweetheart.
Tak jest.
Piotr, I think love is when you're going out in the morning from home to work and you're very quiet, hoping not to wake anybody. And then once you leave, you're already thinking that you want to already come home for the hugs and the kisses from your loved ones. I think that's a very, very sweet one, Pio. Very sweet.
Sacrifice, that was the word.
To be honest,
I was looking for.
Sacrifice.
Exactly.
And I don't know, for you actually, obviously you and your partner, you wake up maybe at different times. Do you leave the house quietly or do you wake him up?
He's mostly the first one.
Ah, okay.
And I'm suffering so much.
Normally the partner...
You know, kroczki, ciągle coś słyszę, pasek od spodni, constantly.
Because actually the partner sometimes, like myself, this is why I'm single. If I have to be up, then so does everybody. Come on. If I have to wake up, then so does everybody else.
O tak, naprawdę?
Yeah, of course. 100%.
Na szczęście ludzie mają trochę inne pojęcie o miłości. Ktoś do nas napisał, nie podpisawszy się. Zawsze prosimy o podpisy. I think love is when you gave her the last dumpling that you have on your plate. O tak.
Maybe so.
Na pewno.
It's 11:30 and here are the news headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
The headlines. Good morning. We've got lots of unique and interesting news for you. First up, Poland and Germany have called for continued progress on European Union membership talks for Western Balkan states, hoping to join the bloc, rejecting the French position that it shouldn't accept more members until it handles its own issues. At the 41st session of UN Human Rights Council in Geneva this week, Poland's permanent mission hosted an event to encourage the UN, member states and other actors to take a more robust approach to the protection of the right to freedom of religion or belief. Closer to home, a newly planned airport that is set to open in Poland in 2027 could become one of the busiest in the world, according to reports. And finally, this weekend sees the start of the 8th edition of the Gdańsk Triathlon, with over 700 participants taking part in the competition this Sunday. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
In my head I hear whispers. From the depths of my emptiness comes a feeling of inner bliss. I feel wanted, I feel desired. I can feel my soul on fire.
Radio Gdańsk, Good Morning Gdańsk, ciągle jesteśmy z Wami. And there was quite a question about poświęcenie. I to jest teraz pytanie do naszego angielskiego eksperta. Poświęcenie, ja przetłumaczyłam jako sacrifice in this case. Basia podpowiada devotions. Czy mamy devotion? Czy mamy tutaj znak równości pomiędzy tymi obiema propozycjami?
And this is a problem actually, because in Polish, I would actually say in English we have more words than you guys in Polish, so you use one word to demonstrate, say, two different meanings. Devotion and sacrifice are slightly different, to be honest, because sacrifice is when you decide to give something up for somebody else. So, for example, I will sacrifice seeing my friends to be with you. But devotion is more where you are dedicated to this person.
Oddanie.
Yeah, like this is your, say, one and only. Doesn't mean you have to sacrifice other things, but you are devoted to them. So whatever they want, you will do. So for example, yeah, holding the hair back from the toilet when they're, you know, after a hard night out, I would say this is devotion.
Okay. Yeah. And suffering.
And suffering.
At the same time.
Of course, of course.
6306-06-06. David napisał, very nice text from David.
Mm-hmm. Love is when you find the woman of your dreams. When you give up everything. This is sacrifice. I've even forgot the word now.
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice, yes. Love is when you find the woman of your dreams. When you give up everything, leave your home country to be with her.
Ah.
So David could be a foreigner in Poland, I assume.
No więc właśnie. Anya. Where are you from, David?
Yes, we Dawaj would love match. To know. Anya, love is when me and my chocolate are still together. Is chocolate the name of your man, Anya?
Or is chocolate the chocolate?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of.
This is, I'm now curious, now curious.
Wyjaśnij, Aniu. 6306-06-06. Foreigner tickets oczywiście czekają na Was. I jak to jest z tą miłością? Love is what is love. We keep on questioning. And
some people
no
who
właśnie.
We would think have found love are also questioning. So our very attractive, very beautiful, very talented, red-headed Hobbit,
Ed Sheeran,
he is actually, he's got to the point in his career now where he is questioning himself, purely due to the fame. He's in limelight so much now due to his last single, due to his last album, sorry. He has become this superstar and this has really pushed him, say, over the edge a little bit. So he is now suffering with anxiety. He is questioning why his wife is with him, because he believes his wife is out of his league. This is his words. And he actually wakes up. He claims that he wakes up and actually questions her, like, what are you doing with me? You
know, I think he underestimated himself so much.
I think so. But I think this is a problem now. You know, he's cut off most of his friends. He only has 4 close friends around him. He's got rid of his mobile phone purely because you can't trust people when you're in this situation. You have money. Can you trust people that they're there for you, or are they there for your money? So he claims that he has really interesting conversations with people, but then at the end of the conversation they're like, can I have a picture? You know, can I get a picture of you? So it's like, are you talking to me just because you want a picture, or are you talking to me because you
but
actually
his
show
girlfriend,
some interest?
His wife also, like, you know, getting married and then one day. Can I have a picture?
Can you imagine? But bless him. He is suffering a little bit right now.
Ed, trzymamy za ciebie kciuki. Jesteś wspaniałym artystą. I hope you will find your way.
Yeah,
and you will find yourself.
And let's be honest, like, one of his biggest complaints right now is he's saying when he goes to a restaurant and, you know, he wants to eat something delicious, he normally opts for a private room. Because if he's in the middle of a restaurant,
people will
try to take photos and video him while he's eating. Like, I'm not being funny. Even myself, I am not the cleanest eater. I'm quite a messy
But you're not
eater.
like the typical Chinese one.
No, not at all. but still, nobody wants photos of them while they're eating.
Tak jest.
You know, this is terrible. If you have something in your teeth, for example, or something like this, terrible look.
Tomek, love is when we live together and we can still forgive each other. Oh, tak.
Yes.
But the way to forgive, Tomek, maybe I will be healer, like... Trochę filozoficznie do tego podejdę, ale Tomek, żeby wybaczyć, trzeba ze sobą dużo rozmawiać. You have to talk to each other.
Aha.
To forgive.
I love Andrzej's one right here. Love is when my girlfriend loves Foreigner and I love Metallica. And still, I would win the tickets to that concert to go with her to make her happy.
To jest
Very nice. Very nice.
We will see, Andrew. We will see. 603-06-06-06. Accidentally in love. It happens also.
Przez
przypadek, zakochanie i proszę, ustawiony na całe życie.
Chocolate is as sweet as my husband.
Aww,
so no, she doesn't call her husband chocolate.
Still.
But he is as sweet.
David do nas napisał, wyjaśnił, I spent all my life in England until just 2.5 years ago. Now I have made Poland my home, best decision of my young life. Tak jest, David.
Yes, I don't blame you because at the moment the UK is a complete disaster. so yes, get out of there. But I am impressed because actually I'm looking at the page of text messages and they're all in English.
Widzisz?
I'm impressed, people. Even if you're using the Google Translate, I'm still impressed.
Tak jest.
It's amazing.
Dziękujemy.
But now I have a question for you.
Słucham cię.
So,
pytania twoje to są zawsze dziwne, ale dobra.
It is the International Day of Chips. Okay, we all love a chip or two.
Okay, czekaj, muszę switchnąć.
Yep. But in regards to chips are obviously not the most healthiest foods. And
yeah, ale chips, frytka frytce nierówna, remember.
But what about if we talk about something a little bit different that Polish people love? Zapiekanka? How do you say it?
Zapiekanka.
Zapiekanka, yes. Zapiekanka. What is the deal with this? Okay, why do Polish people love a zapiekanka?
Because it just tastes like nothing else.
But it's a piece of bread with some random cheese
piece
and mushroom.
Piece of bagietka, not a bread. To jest po pierwsze, to jest piece of bagietka.
Technically a baguette is bread.
But, you do know, tego serek.
If you want to get technical.
Pieczareczka. Ketchup.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Sounds extraordinary.
You asked, to be honest, you asked the wrong person. I'm not the fan of zapiekanka.
No?
No, I used to eat it a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
To były zawsze zapiekanki. My mother was buying me this when we were in a country, in a city center.
Yep.
And there was this camping, przyczepa kempingowa.
Okay.
Sprzedawano wówczas zapiekanki z takiej przyczepy kempingowej. To był znak dawnych czasów. Tak się dawniej jadało i te zapiekanki były najpyszniejsze. Today zapiekanka, one of the greatest zapiekankach will be probably in Kraków. Na Placu Nowym. Yeah, because it's very, very famous place. Plac Nowy is just in the city, in the center of Kazimierz, mm-hmm. the part of Kraków. I tam można zjeść taką zapiekankę krakowską, słynną na całą Polskę, to z pewnością, być może nawet i w całej Europie.
See, in general I find they're very similar. Wherever you go, it's a piece of bread with some cheese, some ketchup and some mushroom.
No, there are tricks. Okay. Czasami okay. też za dużo tych w zapiekance różnych składników, to trzeba bardzo wyważyć. It's like pizza, you know? Pizza, like in general, you would say like it's everywhere is good. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
not
of course. True, but, also the kebab.
The kebab.
The kebab. The kebab indeed. Because
kebab.
A Polish person, why do Polish people love the kebab?
And you don't?
Well, yeah, when you're very drunk, yes, you do need quite a few beers before you even consider eating that. Because let's be honest, what is it you're eating? It's like, we don't know if this is lamb, dog, cat. We don't really know.
To
know,
prawda, dlatego kebab trzeba zjeść zawsze w sprawdzonym miejscu. Just try the place you eat your kebab, because it can really end very bad.
Honestly, people love this, especially at the end of a night, you know, of partying. Kebab, zapiekanka, what is going on?
Now I will ask you.
Go on.
Because chips, to dzisiaj mamy Światowy Dzień Frytek, fryteczek, frytuń.
Please.
No i fish and chips, typowe danie z UK. What is the chips in the UK?
They're like the chips here in Poland.
Ale to nie jest to w ogóle nie rozumiesz mojego pytania. Są długie frytki.
No, they are chunky. Chunky chips, no, like really fat ones.
O frytkach
ones.
Można, wiesz, książki pisać.
See, no, other really fat, of course, salt and vinegar. Salt and vinegar
has to be on
the chips. These are absolutely amazing. And actually, another thing with the chips here. I was in Reva the other day, and this is quite funny. A great way to make money. You have a potato. This is only in Poland. I've only seen it in Poland. You take a potato, you cook the potato, and then you cut it, and you put it on a stick for children and charge 7 złoty for a potato.
Tak.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And these parents actually pay 7 złoty for a potato.
Tak.
This is insane.
It is.
Like, you know, and this guy, all he has no real equipment, just like one thing to cut the potato and
tak
to
jest.
Put it on a skewer.
I tak, i drewniany patyczek, na którym...
7 złoty.
Tak, but it looks, you know, to wygląda dość ciekawie, tak? Bo to jest taki zakręcony
ziemniak.
Yeah,
of course, but it doesn't look 7 złotys worth. Like,
business is business.
I know, but if we can charge 7 złoty for a 20 groszy potato, wow.
To
I'm in the
to
wrong
jest
business.
Właśnie mózg, wiesz, masterminda, który sprawi, że zarobisz dużo pieniędzy.
Let us know what you think love is. So all you have to do is answer this simple sentence. I think love is when... And tell us your answer on 603-060606. You can win 2 tickets to The Foreigner.
Something. Dokładnie, czasami w kłótni. Albo po kłótni, when you have the silent...
Love doesn't exist.
No, when you have the silent days. No powiedz coś wreszcie, say something. Talk to me.
That is the worst actually.
What happened?
You know
nothing?
When, yeah, you know when they're annoyed and you can see it in their face but they won't tell you.
Tak jest. What happened?
God.
What's wrong? Nothing, everything's fine.
Yeah, this is...
So, are you serious?
This is a woman thing. I'm not, this is a woman thing, 100%.
Tak, nothing happened. Yeah. And in your head, I would kill you with my own hands.
So guess what is happening on Wednesday? Any idea?
Co może się dziać w Wednesday? Definitely Wednesday. We have a środa on Wednesday.
We do indeed.
And there is a new opening.
There is a new opening indeed, and it is at our little New York City, based here in Gdansk. Yes, indeed, Oliver Starr Building, the Olivia Starr Building, the viewing deck will finally be open. So you can go up to the viewing deck. It is 156 meters high, the building. It is indeed the 8th tallest building in Poland and the tallest building in north of Poland.
Tak jest.
Interesting statistics.
And a view, you saw the pictures?
I did see some pictures. Yeah, you can see Grunwalska spectacularly. You can see the traffic. It's spectacular.
Spektakularny widok na Zatokę Gdańską. To jest przede wszystkim Trójmiejski Park Krajobrazowy również. A więc to dla tych, którzy lubią się bać i dla tych, którzy nie mają lęku wysokości przede wszystkim. 35 pięter na samą w górę będzie można wjechać, ale not for free.
Not for free, no. Tickets are, what, 15 złoty, 16 złoty?
Tak, bilety kosztują 18 zł normalny, 15 zł ma kosztować ulgowy, ale to w sezonie. And after, starting from October, it will be a bit cheaper.
During the season, they give you champagne at the top as well?
Champagne i kawior.
Yeah?
I, tak.
18 złoty is
ale
a bargain.
Only when you appear with Chris and he pays.
They should do that. Do you know what? I went to the top of the Eiffel Tower. When I got there.
I co, i łyżeczka kawioru była uwzględniona w cenie?
They have champagne. Yeah, they give you champagne. Of course, it's like 25 euros for one glass of champagne.
Si.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you don't even get it in a glass. You get it in a plastic flute. Mm. Yeah, so, but still, you get champagne at the top of the Eiffel Tower. So, yeah, why
nice
not the Oliver Star?
Nice experience. Konsumpcjonizm pełną gębą. Ale naprawdę to, co widzimy z Olivia Star... It's breathtaking. When the weather is great, you will really see, of course, Sopot, Gdynia, Cliff Gdyni, but you will also see hell. Mm-hmm. Probably you can... No, Rewa, you cannot see Rewa because it's hidden.
Probably not. Yeah.
Ale you can feel Rewa when you are there.
Let's hope so. But guess what? Bigger news. Guess what? We are on Spotify. Yes, indeed. Good Morning Gdansk does have a podcast. It is on Spotify and on the iTunes store. You can just search for it by typing in Good Morning Gdansk. And you can listen to us wherever you want, whenever you want. You can just download us. You can go on a plane, download us, listen to us for an hour. You can go for a run. I think we'd be fantastic to listen to while you're running. You know, I think we keep you motivated, definitely, 100%.
Our listener Ania asks, if I showed you feta. Tak, Aniu, wczoraj rozmawialiśmy o fecie. Chris wie, co to jest feta, and we really encourage you people to go and see the theater
indeed.
On the streets.
I was here 2 years ago, and it's a great place, a real cool atmosphere. And again, it's in this location, Dolne Miasto, yes? Yep. And it's quite, I would say, a little bit hippie. I like this area. It's quite hippie style. But the winner, so we do have a competition, and the question is...
I want to know what love is.
I want to know what love is.
If you can tell us
the answer to this, I think love is when you could be winning two tickets to The Foreigner. The winner will be announced on DAB at 12:15. To get the DAB link, go to our Facebook page, or actually just go to the Radio Gdansk website, click on the speaker at the top, and you can carry on streaming us until 12:30.
Exactly. And just to end this subject, we have one text message, która tak naprawdę załatwia wszystko. Love is when I listen to Radio Gdańsk.
Who is this? I want to know who this is. Mm-hmm. Send us your name on 603-060-606.